minutes past 8 o'clock, and I promised you a chat with Sarah O'Reilly from the gallery at the Lifestyle Center, which is kind of the center of the First Thursday celebration every First Thursday. So welcome to you. It's
good
lovely
morning.
To see you again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And it is First Thursday. The time goes by so fast. It seems like just yesterday we were discussing First Thursday last month.
It does.
But this
it
is
does.
The first Thursday in December, so it's a real special one, because the end of the year,
yeah,
bit of a festive occasion.
Yeah.
I believe the wine tasting becomes the bubbly tasting.
Yes, we've got to get into the festive holiday spirit.
And then the gallery, of course, has a new exhibition.
Yes.
Which is nostalgia.
It is indeed.
So yes. Tell us about nostalgia.
So I think, you know, when we come to the end of the year, and for many people it is a very nostalgic time. You know, it's a returning perhaps home to family, returning to perhaps a, you know, a space that you've holidayed at every year. I mean, I know a lot of our visitors who come to Ballito, you know, it's a sort of yearly thing, and it becomes a part of their life and a part of their memories and a part of sort of how they define their life. And
is nostalgia, is it quite melancholic? Is it sad?
You know, like if you look at the I guess the definitions of it and go into it, it there can very much be a sad element to it, because there is this longing for something lost.
But maybe that's more whimsical than sad. It's just...
Yes.
It's an aching poignancy that you... enjoy going back and remembering. And you know what? The interesting thing about going backwards and remembering, apparently your memories are recreated every time you think about them.
Wow.
And they change. So what you are remembering is probably way different to what was actually.
Well, I think that's exactly it. You know, in going back and in longing for these simpler times, or what you perceive as easier times, you are not in that moment, so you're not feeling the other pressures that you've chosen to let go of or forget.
Because it's absolutely true. I mean, the happier, old, good old days, they were rubbish. I mean, really, you think about it, you know, I'm sure there were some things that were quite cool, but generally speaking, we remember the good thing. Mm. We don't remember the bad. And the, oh, man, no, I think one should always go, it's nice to pay homage, yeah, is a nice artistic term.
Yes, very nice.
To what was.
Yes.
In that sense, with a bit of nostalgia.
Yeah.
But I think one needs to... It's a very interesting concept that you live in the present. Well, one should, because that's all you really have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's that thing as well of... so often I think nostalgia or that longing for something past is more of a reflection on your present, because you aren't being present, or you aren't enjoying your present, or the stresses of the present are too much. And so you long for some easier time or some more beautiful space or whatever. But I think it is. It's exactly that. It's about, you know, allowing that moment of reflection to bring it into your present.
So now your exhibition, which is themed nostalgia,
yes,
does exactly that, I presume.
Yes. So
you got pictures of old people on the wall.
There's I think a beautiful thing is we get to visit the minds and the memories of artists, and perhaps connect with spaces that they feel that sense of nostalgia about. And in essence, I mean, art often is memory sort of transformed into a visual, or an experience turned into a visual. And so I think in visiting the exhibition, you're going to see all these moments or experiences placed onto a canvas or a piece of paper or a sculpture, and experience something of the artist's world.
Well, it's always exciting when a new exhibition opens, and tonight you'll be able to enjoy that, of course, at the First Thursday.
Yes.
And that's what Sarah is involved with. She is the curator of... How is the studio, the gallery going? Because it's developed beautifully. It's grown.
Thank you.
And but it's still quite tough, because you have a limited space, and there's so much... There is so much to show. You've got to select it.
Yes.
And everyone that you don't select says, I hate you.
It is hard. It is difficult. And I have so much respect for our artists. It's not an easy career or passion to follow.
Yeah. And do you select what you like, or do you select what you think the market will respond to?
It's got to be a combination. It can't be solely what I like.
Why? You're the curator.
I mean, I think coming from a background of having studied art, I think I have an appreciation for all art. Oh. And so I think...
There is no such thing as bad art.
I don't sit with that space of a like or dislike because I can appreciate.
So you're quite right. I mean, what I enjoy may not be what anyone else enjoys, but for me it's marvelous.
Yes. So I can appreciate every piece that comes in for different reasons. It might not be the piece that I would select for my own home wall, but
doesn't quite go with the lounge,
the chaos of my house. But that being said, oh my gosh, I'm in an eternal battle of wanting to purchase far too many pieces, and I have a wish list of artwork I would love to own one day.
Well, yeah, I mean, you keep up the good work and you'll be so rich and famous that you'll be able to do that. You'll open a gallery that is just full of wonderful things. But right now, it's at the Lifestyle Center, the gallery. It is open, well, it is the first Thursday, and the new exhibition, Nostalgia, is a go. If you want to pop along and enjoy that, you're most welcome. It's open right now, and first Thursday runs into the evening, so a good time will be had by all.
It really will, yeah.
And Sarah will be hopefully back again first Thursday in January.
So we don't have a first Thursday in January.
Oh, you don't?
It's the 1 month a year that we do not have first Thursday.
So then it'll be February, and it'll feel like it was just, you know, like
yesterday.
That's how fast the time flies. So this will be nostalgia in a short space of time.
It will indeed.
Go and support the gallery, support the First Thursday Initiative at the Lifestyle Center. Have a glass of bubbly. Say goodbye to the old year that is passing.
Yeah.
And hi to a bright future.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
My very special guest, Sarah O'Reilly. This will be up as a podcast. If you missed it, you'll be able to listen again on demand. And the morning show continues.